claims they're planning to use quantum communications underwater for submarines. At least that is one of the things that is being explored. And again, this is a type of quantum communications that is different from the technique that's been implemented through China's national infrastructure, because this would be blue-green lasers underwater to transmit photons, at least in a limited capacity, which could be feasible, but could also be practically difficult because water quality and environmental considerations can be a difficulty there. So in many cases, I think what can be, so for anyone who's seen the Marvel movie, folks just put quantum in front of everything sometimes, and a lot of these disciplines are interrelated but fairly distinct, and even quantum cryptography encompasses, or quantum communications encompasses both mechanisms where you only have the exchange of the key in quantum form, which can be more readily layered upon classical communications, but also may not be all that much more secure. And in that case, post-quantum or quantum-safe cryptography may be preferable because it's easier to implement. And then quantum communications, where you're transmitting the information directly, essentially in quantum form, or essentially through light in some cases, which can, again, run into environmental considerations, may be viable, but is less reliable in some cases, if that makes sense as a distinction. So I think some of these may be more complementary and depend upon the context as opposed to sort of directly contradictory.
And also there's